was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
So high.
Well, hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. right here where I currently reside on the east coast of the U.S. of A. at the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. This is where the hub is for the DDP Radio, but I'm telling you, we're blasting worldwide. We got Canada. We got someone on the lines of Indiana we're going to introduce you to in just a second. But real quick, I didn't have a chance to do my usual live promo video. It's been kind of a nutty day, so I'm going to try something here that I've never done before, because if you're on the Team DDP Yoga Facebook page, the group, the big group that they have there, I'm sure you're having a lovely time and a lovely conversation, and I highly recommend that you go back there as soon as this show is over. But if you're there now, you're probably not here with us, so I'm going to go live just as we speak, do the first ever simulcast or whatever the hell you call that, and I'm going to hop on there and see how this goes and tell anybody who's currently over there to get the hell over here, because we're going to have a fun show tonight. So how's that? All right, I'm going to click this. Let's see if we can do this without making a disaster, because I'm trying to. All right. We're starting live. Let's see. Rotate my phone. There we go. Now, this is kind of an unusual situation. Oh, there we go. Here we go. Hey, we're over at DDPRadio.com. I couldn't get on here to do a promo, so we're actually live on the air right now. I got Crystal in my earbuds. We got Adam Hips coming on the show. So if you're over here on DDP Yoga, the Facebook page, you need to be over at DDPRadio.com live. We're there right now. So come on over. I see you're having fun. You can go back to that. Have a great night. But right now is where it's at. It's DDP Radio Live. We just started. We're literally on the air as we speak. So we'll see you guys over there. All right. Take care. All right. Well, there we go. We got that out of the way. See? I didn't have time to do that, so I did it while I'm literally on the air, multitasking. So I'll be folding laundry in about 5 minutes. All right, well, anyways, without any further ado, of course, we're going to welcome our very own from the Great White North. She is our quote master general, the Royal Canadian Crystal. How are you?
Yay! I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm kind of just flustered right now. Like, literally, it's been the most chaotic 20 minutes of my day. And, of course, it's right before we have to get to work here. And we have so much to talk about, and we have a great show tonight. So let's get right into it. We had WrestleMania the past weekend. We got a couple DDP Radio correspondents we're going to be calling in that Crystal had set up in a little while. But first, we're going to bring this guy on, and we've been talking off the air, and we're already getting along quite nicely. We're trading back and forth random pieces of useless information, which I specialize in. And he's from the Hoosier State, and he was at the DDP Yoga Performance Center for the DDP Yoga Summit. And I know you guys just had a blast, and you guys are still coasting off the fumes of that motivation from that event. So we're going to bring him on right now. We're going to introduce you to Adam Hips. His first time on the show, I believe.
Yes.
Hello, Adam.
And thank you both for the show. I'm truly honored and grateful to be on. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. We got a lot to talk about. And, you know, usually when we come on here, I've just had kind of a crazy day today, and usually Crystal will, you know, give me some information, and we'll you know, talk about our guests. But honestly, I didn't have a chance to do any of that today. So this is actually going to be exciting because we're going to learn about you in real time. Because I know you've been around the community for a while. You've been kind of, you know, bouncing around for a little bit. But it's really cool to kind of have somebody on the show and just, you know, converse and find out where you came from, what your motivation was, and how far you've come, where do you see yourself. So we're going to start off the bat with what kind of piqued your interest about DDP Yoga and what got you kind of on board for the initial push.
Well, thank you for your question, Michael. And I want to first of all say what got me introduced to this program was my love for professional wrestling. I've watched it my entire life. So I've watched DDP's career from my age. I'm going to be 33 in July. So I've got to see him in the WCW, the WWF, and TNA. So I followed his career in those times. And he would talk about, you know, his book. He wrote the Positively Page book in 99-2000. I bought that book, and I still have it today, and I've read it six times. Well, long story short, I weighed 420 pounds, and I was halfway through death's door, and I was in really bad shape. So I started this journey when it was actually called YRG, Yoga for Regular Guys. I actually indulged in it then. So I would start mimicking the moves a little bit, and I said, God dang, I can probably do this. Well, I kind of fell off again. Well, I had two doctors tell me, Adam, you're going to die. Something's got to happen here. Well, March 2010, I was looking in my mirror every day that whole entire month, and I would ask myself, what are you going to do about it? Who are you? I just asked myself that for 5 minutes a day. Well, April 1st, 2010, I watched the infamous and legendary YouTube original video of Arthur Borman, the original cut. That day was the 150th time I watched that video, is when I knew that was it. This was it. So I started April 2nd, 2010, and have been doing this for a little over 8 years now. No days off. Strictly doing the lifestyle and the workout, but more importantly, the lifestyle part of the program. And I've never looked back. I'm in pristine health. I've lost all of my weight within 4 to 6 months of starting it and have never looked back. I didn't mean to bloviate.
Wow. That's insane. Well, first of all, congratulations, because that's awesome. And second of all, congratulations at sticking around. Like, I've told people a million times, the key to this is sticking around. Like, you can get all motivated for a couple months and, you know, house of fire, you know, lighting it up, doing awesome. But then a lot of people feel like they got it, so they just kind of just go back and settle back into the life. And it takes such a commitment to have been here since 2010 to just keep hammering at it. Good times, good days, bad days, just keep showing up. And that's how winning is done.
Yep.
Well, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, Michael. Let me tell you, not long after I started this program, my father, stepfather, if you will, he passed away of cancer on the 13th of April. And that was a big, major blow to me when I started this. And again, he was died of lung cancer, and I just knew that from the Arthur video, you know, every generation of my family has served in the military and are veterans, and I take that very seriously, and I'm very proud of that. Now, I've never served, but they have, and they continue to do so. So I thought my stepfather or dad, he was more of a father figure to me. He was a veteran himself, and I thought, my God, he wouldn't want me to quit. I don't want to let them down. So I just never, ever quit. I do not lay down for nobody, and I just keep going. And when I put my mind to something, Michael, that's it. And I proved a lot of people wrong. You know, being told you're worthless, you're a joke, you know, other means of hateful remarks my whole life. And I said, well, I'm going to do something here. I've never looked back.
you know, it's just it's an everyday process. It doesn't stop, so I'm not going to quit now.
That's so awesome.
That's incredible. Crystal, do you have anything?
Yeah, so I was just saying, so Adam, when you start, I know that you and I talked at the summit quite a bit, actually. I was just wondering, could you tell everyone maybe some of the other things that you did other than the program? So how big was the eating lifestyle for you?
Well, thanks for your question, Crystal. And again, that was an honor just to meet and be a friend of yours. Is a pleasure. To answer your question, the lifestyle was the biggest key for me. The eating part, DDP has said this. What's the first three letters of the word diet? Well,
yep.
Die, right? Well,
right.
That's what I live by. I don't do diets. Now, I don't even count calories. I just maintain my day without. I plan it out. So I work out every day so I can plan out what I do. I still eat clean. I still can enjoy things I like to eat, but in limited moderation. So it's the lifestyle crystal part also was living a neutral, positive lifestyle. Now I've been doing that for 8 straight years now. So that was the biggest thing for me was to just turn my mindset around. You know, get away from the hatefulness and the negative that I used to have years ago and self-doubt and pity and what have you. And I don't have that anymore.
Right.
And I've never lived that way for 8 years now. It's just it's an everyday thing. Go ahead.
Sorry. How important do you find all the different DDP communities? Like, do you find them helpful in your journey?
That's a great question. I find them extremely helpful. And let me say, and I want to add to this, DDP Yoga is not just a community. It's not just a team, a support system. It's a family. I want to add that.
Yeah,
family.
It is. Yep.
That's what this
yep.
is. And I can tell you, without those types of endless tools and sources that we have, the websites, the Facebook pages and what have you, that's motivation to me from watching everybody else. And I've been in this, again, 8 years, so I'm one of the very few that have had that type of status in this situation. But my God, you know, those things are critical. If you're having a rough day, just read and watch those videos on the successful stories or, you know, posts on the medias. And if that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will.
Yeah, true.
So you, I'm going to get this real quick. Last year, we all deal with, adversity differently. Obviously, your stepfather passing kind of drove you into a place where you kind of forced yourself to look at yourself and you kept moving forward in your way of kind of, you know, dealing was taking care of yourself, you know, changing your life. There's so many people, you know, I know that when I was faced with something last year, I went the other way. I went the complete other way and completely started abusing myself once, you know, things got hard. And it was such a weird place for me because I've been doing the show for so long. I've been around since around when you came around with the original YRG stuff as well. So I've been, you know, telling so many people, like, and sharing my experience and sharing the advice that I was given, that it started becoming almost rhythmic and became almost just, know, just automatic. And you stopped actually listening to the advice, as that you were saying. It wasn't connecting. You were kind of just, you know, preaching without having the, you know, connection to the thought. And when this past year, when DDP called me and kind of had me, we had our come to Jesus meeting, if you will, he kind of, what the hell's happening, man? You got to get going on. I was at the heaviest I've ever been, which I am less now, and that is a big deal for me. But I had been the heaviest I've ever been. I let myself go the other way. And I was in the region where you were again when you started. and I had never been there before. Mm-hmm. I'd been overweight my whole life, and I realized when I was confronting that losing weight became a whole different animal because I was intimidated because I don't know how to lose weight at that weight. I know how to lose weight at a lower weight. I know how to be active at that weight, but since I gained all that weight, my body dynamics had changed. The way I consumed food for certain reasons changed, and I was so intimidated, and to start at 400-something pounds, I mean, how did you kind of look at the big picture? Did you look at, I need to lose all this weight, or did you just kind of take the day in front of you, or what? Because it's intimidating to look down that road of where you need to be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I had to have, I'll put it to you this way. Without this program, and again, without my faith first and foremost, I wouldn't be here right now. And I had to look myself in the face, like in the mirror, like I mentioned earlier. I had to have my own come to Jesus talk, Michael, Crystal. I had to forgive myself of anything in my past or anything that I thought, wrong or not. I had to put it behind me. So once I did that, I just had to say, okay, I just got to start chipping away. So what I did, Michael, Crystal, what I did was separate it in stages. So stage one, I hit a mark. Boom. Stage two, stage three. And once I hit stage three, I knew I was on a downhill slide. So I knew I could keep doing this and not stop. So I just started chipping away. And I'm going to tell you both this and everyone listening. This is a God-given truth. This just started falling off. I was kicking off cylinders. I was, you know, pedal to the metal, if you will. And like I said, when I put my mind to something, by God, there's no stopping me. So I just never stopped. So again, within 4 to 6 months, all that weight was off of me, and I kept maintaining it. So it was just a nonstop. Forgive myself. I started chipping away with it in stages. That's what I did, and I still do it today. But I just have a little bit more, obviously, more knowledge too from when I started, but. It's all just mental. It's a mental thing is what it is. And once I had that come to Jesus moment, you know, it just clicked. Boom. And that was it.
And it's so much of this and so much of how people like me and you who were overweight or are overweight, people don't really kind of, like, there's so much that talks about diet and exercise and that's important and stuff, but so much of this is psychological too, and that's the biggest thing that people fail to address when they're buying this diet fad. And I remember when I first hopped on board here, Stacey Morris was a great resource because she kind of put me in touch with the fact that I've done this over and over again. I've been off the wagon, on the wagon. There's something more. You know how to eat healthy. You know what to do to lose weight. Mm-hmm. You know what to do to exercise. Sure. Why isn't this clicking? And you know, people talk about the DDP yoga program, and, you know, it is a power, DDP yoga. It is the eating choices, but there's the aspect of positivity and psychological that kind of goes along with it, and there's a lifestyle within the community that promotes a positive atmosphere. And I realized the more I stray away from the community, I get myself in these cynical mindsets again. And as the cynicism kind of rolls in, and you back away from the support system, suddenly the demons creep up again, and you're facing the problems all over again. So,
sure. I completely understand what you're saying. And, you know, 2 weeks after my father died, my grandfather died, he was a hero to me. And, I mean, I'll put it to you this way, to you, Chris Lynn, you, Michael, from 2004 to 2010, I would lose family member, I mean, left and right. There were several years I'd lose 9 or 10 members a year. I was just broken, you know. But I understand what you're saying. When you get complacent, I got so complacent, I became garbage, just negative garbage. I was just eating crap. I was hating myself. You know, when you have something like this, what DDP did, and along with everybody else involved, created this, all we have to do is put in the work. He gave us the resources and the know-how. Now it's up to us to own our lives
and to say, hey, I'm not laying down for nobody. I'm getting
right.
myself back up, and I'm going to keep going. And that, you know, like you said earlier, when you get complacent, you start to fall off, or when you get away from the positivity or whatever, neutralness, if you will, that's a bad combination when you're away from that. And you know, mentalness is the biggest thing with this. If you're not going to be all in, then you know why are you doing it? There's nothing that you cannot do in this program is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, true. And you know,
mm-hmm.
sorry, Adam. And I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
when it doesn't matter where you're starting, there's someone
mm-hmm.
inevitably who is at the exact same point that you are, regardless of where that may be.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's amazing
mm-hmm.
to always have someone who is kind of in the same boat or was in the
mm-hmm.
same boat. So then you suddenly become aware of just what is possible, because then you think, oh, wow, I could possibly do this.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And let me to add to your point, if you don't mind, you know, back when, before I started this, and even before I started all this, I didn't have that support, Crystal or Michael, at all. I didn't have,
wow.
My trust in people is very slim. Very little, and I didn't like opening up to a lot of people. So I had one uncle of mine. He's a hero of mine as well. He was one of the only family members I told about my troubles before I started this. And he's one of the only, I think he may be the only family member that knows it all. And he's been with me the whole time, and then he supported me. So when you don't have that support and then you jump into this, that's a shock of the system, if you will.
Sure.
And,
it is.
It was a good thing. When you have other people like me or anyone else in this program that can identify, because we all coordinate with this, and we have the same end goal here, and we're using
yep.
the same formula, DDP yoga. What's better than that? And when you can identify with other struggles and give them the motivation or encourage them a little bit, you know, that's priceless to me. Priceless.
I think it's amazing because Dallas, at any given time, you can hear him say a quote, and I'm just paraphrasing, but never underestimate
mm-hmm.
the power that you give somebody when you believe in them.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's mm-hmm. amazing. I mean, I
yeah.
cannot honestly sit here, Adam, and picture
mm-hmm.
you the least bit negative or anything, because
mm-hmm.
to me, you're one of
mm-hmm.
the most positive people I know.
I take that very, that's very kind. I'm truly blessed by your words. And let me tell you, and again, I appreciate everything you just said. Unfortunately, I used to be in my younger days, but again, once I put that all behind me and I said, hey, I got to forgive myself here, I started
yeah.
to move forward. And there's one thing that I can say to anyone that's listening here is, no matter what you do, this program has I'm living proof along with everybody else that it's helped save lives and helped touch people, is you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Sure.
If you want something in life, go grab it. Don't you ever let go
yeah.
of it. You go grab that and you take it. And make life what you make it. And that's what it is. And if you want to realize goals and achieve dreams, this program will do it. And it will help guide you to getting there. And with the work, you know, you only receive put forth into it. And if you
that's
quit,
right.
results are, you're not going to get results if you quit. And you know, if someone is having issues, like I said, this program, you can make it your own. You know, there's no wrong way to do this. That's what I love about it. You can modify it until you get to build yourself up, for example. You know, and negativity, all it does is wear you down. It just
yeah.
it depletes you. It sucks the energy and the life right out of you, and it surely almost did me. And again, thank God I'm still alive, because again, I don't deserve to be, but I am, because obviously there's a greater reason for it. But let me tell you, you know, that was my rock bottom. To me, that's what rock bottom is. And obviously, I climbed my way out of it. But this program was one of the biggest catalysts, along with everybody that's involved in it, help me get through that. So I'm in complete debt to this program, the DDP, and everyone at the PC, and everyone that's even involved. Because, again, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be talking to you or Michael on the radio right now. I wouldn't be here.
I think one of the most amazing sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, go ahead, Crystal. You're fine.
I think one of the most amazing things about you, Adam, is you have this amazing ability to teach people how to make this a priority and not an option, and the great things that happen when you put the effort in. Doesn't matter where you start, but with persistence, mm-hmm. look where you can end up. And I mean, mm-hmm. you are one of the most amazing people I met. I had the pleasure to meet at Summit, and I'm very, very grateful to call you friends. So thank
yes.
you.
I feel the same about you as well. And just to add real quick, Michael, if that's okay, you know, when you start this, and you know, you're doubting yourself because, again, things can happen. When you put your mind to it and when you see that you can do it, and you know, everyone's going to fall down when you first start or have an issue, but my God, you know, there's nothing stopping you, but you're your only limit is you, basically, is what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying. The
mm-hmm.
only limit you have is yourself. And if you put a ceiling on it, there, you know, look at yourself and say, hey, you know, I need to fix this. And, you know, just hearing your compliment, again, I'm grateful for what you just said. You know, being down in that PC was amazing.
It was.
That's holy ground. That's holy ground to me, to be honest. And let me tell you, if someone's having some type of downtime, you know, down moments and stuff, you know, I just look at it as we've all have those days, but my God, life is good. Go live it. Because last year was the greatest year of my life. I actually lived life. I think I told you that down there. I lived it. I mean, I actually enjoyed life. And now I'm even having a better year now. Let me tell you, I mean, when you start this, and I'm going to add in with this for just a moment. Everyone says quitting is not an option. That's complete bull crap. It is. But that's everyone you should ever, ever choose. There's no reason for it. You are, and we are all worth it. Go out there and go get it.
You had said something a few minutes ago that kind of just really, there was a moment that I think I came to early on, and I think mm-hmm. it's so important to kind of touch on. And actually, I want to give this a challenge to anybody who's listening right now, too. When I first was kind of going in on the DDP yoga thing, to be honest, I had been around the wrestling business so long that when I heard DDP had a, quote, yoga program, as I put it back then, now DDP yoga, of course, I kind of rolled my mm-hmm. eyes and, you know, well, it's a cash mm-hmm. grab, another carny looking for a payday type of thing, kind of rolled my eyes. But mm-hmm. I clicked on his podcast, mm-hmm. his little audio thing that he had done, the recording that he had done, and I listened to it, and, you know, those quotes that he says, that they've become kind of taglines. They've been used promotionally and stuff, so the point that they're so... You know, you say them so much, but I remember the first time I listened to him and actually, you know, kind of thought about what he was saying, it hit home in a way that I wasn't prepared for, and that's what originally gave me my first kind of push. And when you've been here so long, like I said, it becomes like singing old song lyrics. It just rolls off so quickly.
Yep.
And I want, you know, usually a great quote has, you know, it's got a message, but a lot of it depends on how you know, the syncopation of the rhythm, you know, that makes it sound pretty. But when you cut away all the pretty flowing words and the syncopation and the rhythm, you get down to the heart of the quote. Like, there's some real truth and some heavy truth. And as a DDP yoga warrior, especially mm-hmm. if you've been here a long time, take all those quotes mm-hmm. that we say, the own your life, the 90%, living life at 90%, and just don't just say them. Just take like a minute to just ingest them and to digest them and mm-hmm. just put it through your soul like the first time you actually heard them, because You don't want it to become wallpaper. You don't want it to become a bumper sticker you plaster on your Facebook page. You want to internalize that because there's truth there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to reconnect with those quotes in a way that maybe you haven't in a while.
Yes.
I couldn't agree more, Michael. And I wrote one of these quotes myself the other day. If you don't mind, I'll kind of say it here. It is not a race. It's the journey we are on that counts. I wrote that not long ago. And you mentioned what DDP said in the quotes. I could not agree with you more. People that have, you know, that know the wrestling business or read those quotes should really digest those things, because what's being said is so powerful. You know, it's unreal that he was ahead of his time with what he said when he said those things.
It really,
if it doesn't hit you in the heart and hit you to where it should pull your heartstrings, there's something wrong. That's how powerful, when he speaks, I listen. because I got to meet him in person again down there. And I even told him, I said, Dallas, I said, if it wasn't for this program and my faith, I would not be alive. And he's tearing up. I said, Dallas, I said, I owe a lot of gratitude to you, sir, a whole bunch. I said, I could never repay you for it. But when he says something, that's powerful, because he doesn't just speak to speak. He speaks because it means something. And my goodness, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
No. I mean, and it seems like you found this realization there's an important moment in your life where you'll realize there's problems that are presented in front of all of us that honestly are out of our control. You know, despite our best efforts, the chips are going to fall.
Yes.
But the vast majority of problems we have, we are both the problem and the solution within us. Like, we don't realize that we do have the power to change our situation and all the woe and me, with me and stuff.
What?
You know, we can go that route, but with our own kind of, you know, push, we have the power to solve almost all of our problems. It's not going to be easy. But once you realize that it kind of all falls on me, that's a powerful moment.
Well, I got one for you, Michael and Crystal. I bet you would remember this, along with everybody that's listening. Remember when Dallas made this Motivational Monday, or was it maybe a Wednesday video? I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said, you have total control. You have total control with the way you react, adapt, and take action. That is powerful, let me tell you. When you just said we have to take responsibility or whatnot, that says it all. We do have control. How we react, adapt, and take action. We do have issues. We do have trials. We do have tribulations. You know what I consider those things? Those are good. If we didn't have those, we wouldn't be where we are right now. We have to build. We have to improve. Improve yourself from yesterday to today, and so on. Life's too short not to improve yourself. And when in life you're quit learning, something's wrong. You know, I learn every day. My God, you know, enjoy it, live it, experience it. You know, it's right in front of you.
Absolutely, and. You know, obviously, there's happy people at all sizes, but since you've lost your weight and you've actually kind of been free from the burden of, you know, because that kind of weight is a burden physically, what have you kind of noticed about your life from a physical standpoint, not just like happiness, but how has your life changed physically? Because that changes the entire dynamic of physics itself when you kind of drop that weight. Do things get easier? Do your breath get better? Like, what's different?
Oh, Michael, that's a great question. How my body was impacted by losing all of that weight, negativity, and hate, and so on and so forth. Life became so much better physically. All of that points in my life, Crystal and Michael, both of you, I could not even tie my shoes. I had to have a family member help me put my socks on. That's how humiliating I was. That's how pathetic I was, if you don't mind me saying. Because that's how bad I was feeling mentally. Well, when I started to lose all this weight, I started gaining confidence. I could bend and tie my shoe. I could put my socks on after, I'd say, about a month. I mean, I could do things. I can run. I can do more things now than I ever have been able to in my entire life. If I want to run, if I want to, you know, do whatever I set my mind to physically, I can do it. I'm flexible. I'm agile, you know, and I can do things that I never would have thought I could ever do. And this program allowed me to do that, you know, losing all that weight. I mean, I can lift things. I can just, I have stamina. My breaths are way better. I'm glad you mentioned that. The breathing, that helped tremendously. I don't have any more, you know, knee problems, any back problems. You know, when you're carrying all that weight, my body was pretty much deteriorating. I mean, I would have gout in my feet. You know, I would just, my knees were bad. My back was a mess. Obviously just mentally broken also. That didn't help matters. But once I started losing all of it, Michael, basically to answer it, I could do whatever I set my mind to. I mean, I can do anything now. It's unreal.
Awesome.
How much you can, and someone asked me, I just want to kind of answer this. I've had a lot of people ask me, did you ever have any surgery for your skin? And I want to answer that. Absolutely not. I never had to at all. And luckily for me. But once I lost that weight and kept going, my God, I never felt better. Just I gained confidence also. Just everything started to just flow. And I never stopped feeling that way, and I never stopped improving physically also. So it's a huge weight off my shoulders, if you don't mind me saying, to have that all that off of me.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Kind of like picture yourself as a furnace, and
mm-hmm.
your filter was really, really dirty. And then
yes.
someone, you know, brought DDPY into your life, and now your filter's
yep.
clean. You know,
that's a great analogy. And it's like I'll add another one if you don't mind. Is you know, it's
sure.
like the old. There's an old commercial for Motel 6, Combo Dad will leave the light on for you. Well, the light wasn't on for me until I found this program. So that's when the light switch
amazing.
Turned on, and I started to. Started to own my life and started to make it what it is today. And again, do I have my ups and downs? Well, sure I do, but not very often. I bounce right back.
We all do.
Because, well, sure, and again, those are good. Embrace those things, because let me tell you, if you're not having issues or if you're not having small things that are just kind of a troublesome a little bit, there's something going on. And none of us are perfect. So, you know,
no,
I surely don't want to be either, because that's not my calling. So, it's just
you have to have those rain clouds and those rainy days in order to
yes.
appreciate the sunshine. Yeah, a little bit
Amen
more.
Amen to that.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen to that.
You mentioned.
Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to add to her point. You know, I couldn't agree more. If everything in life was sunshine and lollipops, that would be pretty boring, wouldn't it?
Oh, wouldn't it?
What's there to learn then? What's there to improve upon? What's there to explore in life? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to
no,
do
yeah,
with that.
That's true. Have you ever watched a movie where there wasn't a plot, where there wasn't a moment in the plot where things got hard or things got bad or things got desperate? That would be a pretty boring movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
what makes Rocky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes Rocky so
yeah.
sweet, him getting knocked down those two times
sure.
beforehand. You know?
Yeah. That's
but
yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
You brought up a great point, and I want to bring this up real quick. And I don't, Crystal, I don't know if you, if anyone else has called in yet. If they have, and
no.
if you are on the line, press 1. I know we had a couple other people calling in tonight. But Adam, you mentioned, you know, putting on your socks after a month, and you mentioned putting on your,
yeah.
you know, being able to tie your shoes after a month. So many people are
mm-hmm.
focused on the end game of losing weight, like I got to get
mm-hmm.
to my goal, that
yeah.
they forget about. There's so many victories
mm-hmm.
along the way that you don't even think about
yes.
when you first start. every day you realize that this is something I overcame. This is another obstacle I just beat. And that's just as sweet as I think is getting to the end game.
Yeah, you're right. And to add to your point, that's what I have. That's what I focused on. And I want to say this to everyone that's on that's listening. Enjoy life's simple things. Enjoy those and don't take them for granted, because I surely did. And I almost died. That's nothing to be. That's no joke there. Enjoy life's simple things, because that's what makes life great, is the simple things. Being able to tie my shoe, to a lot of us may seem like, oh, that's just, that's a joke or whatnot. Let me tell you, I took it for granted for so many years, and when I couldn't do it, you know how embarrassing or how self-low I was at that point? I mean, that's bad. Simple tasks. Even brushing my teeth, Crystal and Michael, was a hard task for me to do at that point.
Yep.
It was terrible. It was bad. Well, when I started to slowly do those, I was like, oh, thank God. I can tie my shoe. I can walk 15 feet. I can jog if a little, you know, slowly. But I can run now. But, you know, at that time, every little victory is a good victory. There's no such thing as a bad one if you keep moving forward. You know what I mean?
And that's the true measuring stick of success.
Yeah, do you remember, Adam, down at the summit when I said to you, it doesn't matter where you are in the journey, because the turtle always won the race.
Yeah, I remember that very well, and I remember I added something to the effect of, I added some other quote. You're right. Life is not a marathon. It's the journey that you're on that counts. Take everything you have and embrace it. There's no such thing as I got to get there as fast as I can. What's the point of that? What's the point? And take it day by day. I live for the right here, right now. I'll put it to you that way. I don't live for 5 days ago, 10 minutes ago. I live for right now. I don't focus on tomorrow. I focus on the now. That's what I do. And that's another key to success that I like to pass on, is people that overthink things are going to start finding problems that don't exist also. Don't overthink it. And that's easy for me to say, but focus on the now. That's the bottom line, as Steve Austin would say. Focus on the now.
Yeah.
You can't change
nothing,
the past.
Nothing exists.
Focus on the now.
Nothing
exactly.
exists except for now. Yesterday is a ghost, and tomorrow is a hypothetical. Like, seriously, like, if we I know personally, the majority of my life has been somehow consumed about what's going to happen, and so concerned with what could possibly go wrong or what's the end game.
Yeah.
And there's a moment where you just, like, there's nothing I can do to control the future except for what I'm doing in the now. And that's exactly right now, the steps I make now, that's the only effect I can have on whatever hypothetical future I can do is right this second.
100% agree. I said it better, Michael. Exactly. It's about the now. Who cares about, you know, about 10 years ago? That doesn't matter now. It matters right this moment. Now, you know.
Yeah, it's that whole quote. Don't tell me what I can't do. Show me what I can do.
Yes. Amen to that, Crystal. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you that. Yes. And that's what I live by as well, because I've shown those people I can do it now. You know what I mean? And I didn't do it in that type of vein. I had to prove it to myself. That makes sense, first and foremost. And, you know, I couldn't agree with either both of you, you know, any more than that. That's perfectly said.
That's a big hurdle to, you know, make yourself, going from making yourself just a mere option in whatever circumstance that brushes your day to making yourself a priority. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yes.
That's a really big deal. Yeah,
that's a huge hurdle to overcome right there. When people can do that, when you have internal belief and core belief, as I would say, core belief, when you believe in yourself, you've won the war. All you got to do is put the work in. That's all you got to do.
That's
put
the easy part.
In. Yes. It's the thought that's the hard part, because the mind is willing, but the body is weak. you have to build yourself up. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's,
yeah,
that's
I think
just
with,
the truth.
I mm-hmm. think it was Bruce Lee, maybe, who said, go there and the mind and the body will follow.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, Mike.
Crystal, you're gonna have a contender for the best quote master, because like you guys are like pulling them out left mm-hmm. and right. I'm thinking like an Eminem, like Eight Mile off of like trading
yeah.
quotes with each other on the show. Sometimes you guys got
left and right.
I love it.
Well, I appreciate that. Real quick,
I think we have a 516 area code. I just pulled her up, showed up in the queue. I think this may be either Teresa or
Sean.
Sean?
It's Teresa.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, we're both here.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
I've been here forever. I just forgot to hit one.
Oh, no.
Thank you for letting us hit one, because we would have listened to the whole show and not never known.
Oh, my.
Well, we definitely got to stress that, because the new system they updated with, unless you press one, I don't see it on the queue at all. Like, before, we'd see that they were hanging out, but they weren't, like, there. But now it's all changed up. So, how are you guys? Mm-hmm. Welcome back from WrestleMania. You guys had a good weekend?
It was great. It was awesome.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Awesome.
That NXT
we did 4 days in New Orleans and never missed a workout, so that was pretty good.
Yay! That's so
awesome. Four mats. And
that's an accomplishment.
It
was something, yeah.
One of those workouts was a little rough. That's a whole other story.
That's not my best, but I still had
fun. The last day we went to the gym, we brought our mats, and it was packed. And obviously, we need more space than people using machines. So they had an observation deck. We went up to the observation deck and rolled our mats up, and we did our workout off the iPad. And we got to look at the beautiful skyline. It was unbelievable.
We got to see the whole city. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was the best focal point I've ever had for a one-legged
wasn't
pose.
Wasn't it cold, guys?
It was a little chilly, but we powered through.
Hey, Crystal, you have to remember, they're not in Canada.
Right?
That's
it's
true.
So
yeah,
it's a different planet down here.
It's still plenty cold in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you guys had fun, and that's so awesome too. And you know, that's one of the great things is you can bring the DDP yoga program anywhere. Which New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I might have missed a few weekends if I had been in New Orleans. But the fact you guys got up and did it every day is an amazing accomplishment. There's a legendary story that Dallas told last time he was on here where I kind of got a little bit intoxicated the night before at one of the DDP Yoga retreats, and I'm not much of a drinker to begin with anymore, at least. Dave Worth and I showed up to the workout completely, still not completely coherent, and we both tried to play Black Crows, and we both face planted on the concrete at the same time, and Dallas still has that picture in his office of us just face planting during the Black Crows. So that was interesting.
That's unreal.
That's great.
Yeah,
Dave Worth and his double plaid.
That's right.
Well, we both wear Apple Watches, and it keeps excellent track of your workouts. And when we both started, we didn't go every day. It was probably about a month or so in, and then Teresa took a short break because of her neck injury, and joined up again with me probably about 2 months later. So I figured out the other day by looking through my data that right before we left for Mania, sometime after the retreat, was my 650th consecutive workout. And we figured, Teresa, although we don't have an exact date, is probably in the high fives or the low sixes herself. Because we don't miss it. I mean, we started thinking about when we were on the rooftop, all the things that we've looked up at and all the places that I've laid on a yoga mat and looked on a ceiling, and it was in Orlando for WrestleMania last last year in Full Sail. We worked out with DDP. You know, we worked out Christmas morning in my mom's house. We worked out on a rooftop in New Orleans. I mean, it's just an everyday part of life for us. And as a result of that, I've seen some pretty strange rooftop ceilings.
I can imagine.
That's all. You guys like the Cal Ripken of DDP yoga. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
I was talking to Adam. How much has your food changed or influenced your journey so far? Because everybody, I hear this a million times a day, that everybody says the food is the hardest thing.
Absolutely.
So when we first started, I think our approach was to work out hard, and that was going to fix everything. And while that helped with flexibility and strength, it didn't really help with weight loss all that much. And then we tried a few different things after a while and began to realize that we needed to make changes to our diet. We lowered our sugar intake substantially, and we started taking a more natural route, you know, after listening to DDP and watching the cooking videos and, you know, things like that. So especially since about the beginning of the holidays this year, we've made dramatic changes. And, you know, have both lost a substantial amount of weight since then. And really, at this point, the way that we've made the changes, I don't feel like it's a struggle anymore. I feel like I just live like this. And
it's the same as the workouts. It's just something you do every day. It's just it's what you eat. You don't reach for junk food anymore. You reach for,
you know,
vegetables and good stuff.
We canceled snack time before bed.
That was hard. Didn't want to do that. Definitely helped.
And, you know, we, like I said, we tried to eliminate a lot of the unnatural things that we were eating. And, you know, our food bill has gone up substantially, but our waistlines have gone down. So I think it was a fair trade.
Yeah,
great.
I should say. Yeah.
And your hospital bills are going to go down in the future, too.
That's a great way to look at it.
But I know personally, since I started weighing in again in November, since we made the change, I'm down about 27 pounds.
Way to go, Sean.
Awesome job. Awesome.
Way to
go. Yeah, it was big change, just like, you know, lifestyle stuff. Just
yes.
Well, but,
yeah.
Did you
guys,
like, nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys notice that when you start, I mean, I notice a lot of people start off just with the workouts, and the food gets intimidating for them at first, and I get that. You know, when you're finally getting into this, it's a lot to undertake. But I find out if you're doing good with the workouts, the food's going to follow because it's the next logical step. And once you start building the confidence, you start feeling good with the flexibility, you start, you know, you get that down, the food is going to follow. And a lot of times, as soon as people start drifting away from the workouts, they let their food drift away. And if they start letting their food drift away, vice versa. So they go hand in hand. I feel like when you're on point with both areas to some degree.
Couldn't agree more.
I completely agree with you that in the beginning, it's very intimidating. It's very hard to change your whole life. It's very easy to say, you know what, I'm going to throw this video on and I'm going to roll out this mat. And especially in the beginning when the workouts are only 20 minutes or so, they feel a lot longer. But in the beginning when they're only 20 minutes or so, that's all you have to commit to. And then over time, I know personally for us, we wanted to see more of the results. We wanted to feel the weight loss. We wanted that part of it. The strength and the flexibility was awesome. But I wanted a little more. And we both wanted more. And as a result, we made changes to our diet, and our bodies have changed as a result.
Once you start seeing that transformation of your body change, it's unreal to see what you put your work into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never think you're gonna have this body until you do this every single day, and it just pays off. It's amazing.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more with that. I've done it over 8 years straight, no days off here, so I understand completely.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's
man.
Really impressive.
Yeah. April
2nd
I commend you. That's fantastic. Because
that's an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, I don't take days off here. No go. I live the
lifestyle. No, we don't
either.
Well, can I ask
what
you
a question? Do
you have a... Do you have a lighter day workout? Do you have one like, so when like our day off workout would be like a stand up. That would be what we would like that would be a light day for after a couple of heavy duty days. Do you have one that, that you do regularly, or do you stay hard every day?
I do light ones every once in a while. I mix them up, if that makes any sense. I do hard, and then I do some light, and then I just interchange them. I like to keep my body guessing, so I just keep doing different workouts. And I'll add this to you if you don't mind. Last week, and I started doing this religiously, is doing push-ups. I did 6,800 push-ups last week. That's a fact.
Wow!
I love push-ups also, so I just started implementing those well after the workout. And let me tell you, I never would be caught dead doing push-ups years ago. I love it. Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. I'll do the 10 count. I do up to 25 count.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's unreal.
Mm-hmm. For the month of January, Teresa and I committed to doing 100 push-ups a day, every day. And when it was over, I saw a substantial increase in strength, and obliques definitely got a lot stronger. Not just the stuff I would have thought. And, you know, we do a lot of the live workouts because we want those five red diamonds. And there's a couple five sets and 100. Mm-hmm. And I could not have imagined doing that before January when we did that challenge.
Certainly not.
I'm happy for both of you doing that. That's fantastic because, you know, I can do in a clip, I can do about 140, 150 at a clip if I wanted to.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
That's a goal to work
because I count, you know, I do my sets as 100, 125 a set usually, and I just go.
Wow. I was so gassed from 40 the other day.
I'm
impressed with my 25. You just blew me out of the water.
You know, I mean, I used to do that. I started, and, you know, I would be like, oh, man. But once I started, you know, I put my mind to it, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. I did it really rapidly. I mean, I didn't take much time to get over it, to be honest. I would do 50, and then it probably took me about a week and a half, and I started doing 50 at a clip. I just did 75 and just kept going.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like the DDP. It's like with DDPO, do you work out every part of your body? And with push-ups, you do the same thing with just one simple movement. You don't have any weights besides your own natural weight. You're creating resistance with your weight that you're using there. And that's how powerful just, again, when you put your mind to something, as you both have, you never look back. Look what you both are doing now. Oh, my God, that's awesome. You know, I commend you. Well done.
We're pretty committed people. I mean, it took time for us to commit to something healthy. You know, this past WrestleMania was Teresa's 8th and my 18th. So when we get addicted to something, we go pretty strong.
We go fully in.
And finally, for the first time in our lives, we got hooked on something that's been really, really positive, and it's made every aspect of life better. It really has. We've had friends start the program.
I'm happy for both of you. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank
man.
You.
Fantastic.
You know, we've had other people who wanted to make the changes because they see how happy we are and how much it's affected us. And that's the best feeling in the world when somebody says they want to do what you did.
And now she's all into it. I love it.
That's fantastic. I think all the songs here would say all of our journeys impact and motivate people's lives. You can't beat that. That's amazing, isn't it?
We got on with you guys. We're inside of 60 seconds left in the show. But real quick, to Crystal, can you get Teresa and Sean in a whole show? We're going to get them back because I love their story and it looks amazing.
Sure.
And we have Stacy on next week, so anytime after that, we'd love to have you guys back on. I'm sorry about that. We had a misunderstanding with the phone system and stuff. We want to have you guys
for
a whole show.
That's quite all right.
We're so happy to be out. This is awesome.
We're happy to talk to you guys, and no sweat.
Oh, thank you so much. And Adam, thank you so much for telling your story, man. It was amazing. And we're going to have you back,
Adam,
too, because we want to keep in touch with what you guys are doing. We're 20 seconds. Crystal, we'll share your quote online for this week, or we can save it for next. But thank you guys so much for everything, and we're going to have all you guys back on.
Thanks,
this is an amazing story, and we will follow up until next week. GDP Radio GDPRadio.com. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you all. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.